Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life sooner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, good evening, wherever you're calling in the world. We welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. We are live on Tuesday night, Pacific Standard Time. Just a reminder, everybody, if you want to get into our chat room, we do have that available. And again, if anybody wanting to call into the for the Q&A on the switchboard, you can go ahead and give us a call for the queue. And that number, again, is 646-727-3206. I'm one of the regular diners here at the cafe. My name is Robin Misevich, and I'm calling from Riverside, California. And we've got a full table tonight because we've just got a wonderful guest. We'll get to him last. We want to make sure everybody knows who's here on the table. So, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie is doing pretty good. I'm calling in from Seattle, Washington. I'm a tattoo artist by trade. I got a shop up here about 15 years, and I like to help people with their psychic armor.
There you go, Chrome Home. If anybody's in the Seattle area wanted to go up there and check that out. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing marvelously tonight, and thank you so much for having me at the table tonight.
Oh, I always like it when we have an extra chair. We scoot you in, and you're always it always is a lively conversation with Miss Gloria. Can you make it to the cafe? So we're glad you're here tonight. So, hey, Mr. Will, we have a new friend of ours that came up. Mr. Will, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I am a photographer in Riverside, and I'm a photographer for what's now Life Touch.
Okay. Very, very nice. So, and we've got, let's see, who else is here? I'm, like, looking at the table. Who else we got here? well, I think we got everybody. We just had a new one come on, the 8538. Who is that tonight? That one
is
Tony. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
It's Tony.
Yes.
Hi, Tony. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I am great. I am great. Where are you calling in from tonight, Tony?
Excuse me?
I said, where are you calling in from tonight?
Azusa.
Azusa. We got Azusa on here. So we got a lot of Southern California people here and our wonderful holding down the fort, Mr. Jamie, up in the Seattle area. So tonight we have Peter.
Northwest.
It's still foggy out there, huh? It was foggy last week too, so we've definitely got some jet streams are moving that energy in a different way. So that's wonderful. Peter Anthony is gonna be our guest tonight. Peter, I met him out at Interfaith in Palm Springs. A couple different times. He is a very dynamic motivational speaker. He also is a spiritual life coach, and he's the author of several non-fictional books. His main book that he has out is called The Keymaster, and hopefully he'll talk about that a little bit. And he's also going to be creating a screenplay for that, and we'll be hopefully seeing that within the next year or so out in the movie theater. So, Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I welcome each and every one of you, and thank you so much for being a part of this little conversation tonight, and also to you too, Robin.
Well, thank you. So, Peter, just to kind of get everybody some of the dynamics of who he is, Peter had a near-death experience. You had a near-death experience.
Yeah, I had a near-death experience in 1987, my book Keymaster is all those things that took place before the near-death experience, and then all those things that occurred and those major changes that took place in my life after that. And so it's a provocative book, and I think, you know, having been one of the keynote speakers for so many of the NDEs here in Southern California and the surrounding, you know, Golden Triangle, you know, each one of us has an experience that we come back with, and many of us, like myself, come back with gifts. And I went in as an artist and came back as a writer, meaning I had an art scholarship, and I painted and I sculpted and sketched and oil paints. And when I came back, I lost that ability and came back as a writer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And just to let people know, too, that he's just a very unique life coaches. He has the abilities of being an astrologer. He does numerology, and he also works with the tarot. So it's a really interesting and dynamic way that he really works with anybody who's interested in getting any kind of counseling with him.
Well, let me
it's a very unique opportunity.
Yeah, let me interject there. What happened during this near-death experience, I began to see all these mathematical codes, had absolutely no idea what I was seeing. When I came back into this, what I call this, you know, new world, new body, I just had this thirst to find out what these codes were all about. At the time, they were these triple codes, 333, 444, 1111, had no idea what they were. And as I began to study numerology, the basic numbers 1 through 9, it wasn't until much later that I began to study the ancient codes, what I call the angel codes. And all this information that I was coming upon was certainly these codes that I was experiencing, how I've taken these codes and how they've changed my life. You know, we all are, you know, vibrate to either math or science and or color or sound. And so what I'm doing in my readings with clients is I'm taking their mathematical codes from their birthday and helping people identify that what code, what is it in their particular lifetime that they've come back here to do. And so it kind of gives you a different reading. I mean, as I mentioned to you earlier, it's almost like what we call an Akashic reading. We all have contracts. We just don't come back here just because to get married and have children and kind of go off into the sunset. There are reasons why we come, and my job is to kind of point out the path of why you're here.
How great. So we were talking before on this earlier today about the topic for tonight, and you were sharing with me that you've had a lot of people that you've been counseling lately who wanted to really know what had happened after December 21st, 12th, because it was all a matter of, like, there was supposed to be this Ivana that happened, or what was going to be. There's so many expectations of things like that, and everybody's like, well, what's going on now? So I wanted to really give you an opportunity to talk about that.
Well, yeah, and I really want to backtrack on this, because this is very, very important. You know, we obviously, you know, since the early 2000s, we kept talking about the end of the Mayan calendar, the year 2012, and there were all these, you know, predictions supposedly from Nostradamus and Chero. And so there already was this media blitz of what was to be. And I guess what people don't realize, if you really kind of take a look at the last several years in consciousness, you know, on the political arena itself, I mean, major changes took place in the year 2010. And and those changes were that we went into a different way of thought. We already were brought in with a new change of hope in the year 2008. And what was happening here is feminine consciousness, meaning kindness, compassion, lending a hand to other people, became the main focus of this past year and also the last several years. And then we had an old belief system, what I call the male old consciousness of centuries ago, you know, the true and the tribe, what we call the that of power, and not really trying to be accepting, you know, where we were going with this. So there created a conflict. You were either in the road of hope and change and going forward, or you were in the me, myself, and I scenario, and you didn't care about your friend or your brother or your neighbor. And so choice was put onto the table. And then how this affects us in, I say, the year 2012 is we made a choice on a spiritual level of where we were going to be, you know, in terms of consciousness. Were we going to be a person spiritually in tune and aware and caring about collective consciousness and where we were going as a collective society? Or were we all going to be consumed with me, myself, and I? So when 2012 came around and we go to December the 22nd and all of a sudden there was just kind of this little bleep, you know, on the Richter scale and nothing happened, everyone just kind of went, oh. And there was this feeling of disappointment and feeling of, you know, well, what's to all this? And I ask, you know, the audience that's listening to this, think about this last 2 years of what you were experiencing in your own personal life, you know, about your relationships and about, you know, those opposite people that you were attracting, or perhaps in your career, or for that matter, you know, what was going on in your environment. And what effect did it have on you? And the thing that was going on that was so important is your feelings. And I go back into what you were feeling these last 2 years, and this last year, what were you feeling during this political, you know, running of two different candidates? And I think if you kind of weigh the pros and cons, mankind in the United States of America and actually all around the world shifted because of a message called Going Forward. And we shifted in 2008 with a message called Hope. And so if you really take a look at where we're going right now, we are going forward with the message of hope, and we're going forward, not looking back. And what's going on this next month in February is we're here to be doing something pretty incredible. What it is, each and every one needs to find out. This is the year that we make that change. And, you know, we've come out of kind of a hierarchy of moral justification and selfishness, and, you know, and humanity didn't respond to that. So now where we're going is a place of balance.
Okay, cool.
Does that was that too much information all at once?
That was such a mouthful. I was like, wait a minute. Everybody's like, okay, let's let that settle in. Okay.
Well, it is a lot of information, but it's exactly
it was a lot of information.
You know, but think upon what I've just said here. Because, you know, when you think about this last, several years of where we've been going and what we expected, and all of a sudden it just kind of went, psht, you know, people kind of feel a little disappointed. And so, as I said, so we're kind of getting our breath back, and now the change is upon us, and now we have to make that choice.
So what do we do with that when you have these sense of, like, I know
well,
so many people
let me ask
right
you
now.
This. I mean, we have a group of people here. So on the chat. So you have to ask yourself, what changes took place in your life this last year? What was that? You know, was there an ending of some sort? Was there a betrayal of some sort? Did you know where were you in your viewing of what was going on in your life at this time? Where did you feel that you changed the most, and what did you feel that you needed to work on? So I'll just throw that out to these four people here on the table. Anyone, just, you know, jump right in.
My husband passed away in February.
Okay. And how are you feeling about this, you know, afterwards? I mean, obviously we go through the typical feelings of loss and confusion, and, you know, we look at our own immortality. But what did you process this last year?
This year my whole life has changed.
Absolutely.
And my whole way of thinking of things have changed. I've had tons of miracles happening.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would explain to people some of what has happened, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And right now I'm having another major change. I'm going to be moving. I'm out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be moving to a place I've never been.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel like I'm going there to spread light.
And where are you moving to? Is it a relocation, or is it just a new neighborhood? Is it a new city?
Oh, no. It's a new state.
Oh, perfect.
New city.
Mm-hmm. So you have kind of before you what I call a breath of new life, you know, and a whole new life responsibility coming your way. Could I say that? Yeah. Okay.
Well, one of the major things is my daughter, which I haven't spoke to over 20 years, got in contact with me this year.
Mm-hmm. And that in itself is a pretty big miracle. What do you think brought that conversation? Was it the passing, do you think?
She didn't know my husband had passed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was just something that I found that things are just happening because I need to, I don't really need to do anything, but it feels like I should be going there to make a change, but I don't know what, but I'll find out.
Well, you know, I always say do the footwork and let God do the rest.
Yes. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, you know, I mean, anytime we have a loss of any sort, I mean, I've lost, you know, all of my family. I've lost, you know, certainly, you know, friends along the way. And, you know, whenever there's a passing, you know, it kind of, for me, at least in my world, it allows me to kind of do what I call a reality check. You know, I realize, having lost, you know, all family, that it has taught me how to really, you know, count my blessings and to really make a difference on this planet. You know, part of my near-death experience is when I I lost my eyesight. I wasn't able to see for quite some time. I had to learn how to walk again. And but I also came back with these great abilities as an intuitive. And so, you know, everything changed. And the most important thing for me was welcoming that change and knowing, even though I was going on blind faith, knew not what was ahead for me, I certainly went ahead and welcomed as best as I could what was coming my way. And some of those were some of the greatest, you know, miracles in my life. And I feel that's probably what's happening for you right now. You can feel, you know, I'm sure on a very intuitive level, that there's something bigger and better, you know, on the other side that's calling you.
Yes, I do feel that.
Anyone else? What about you, Gloria?
Ask me the question succinctly again.
Well, what major changes did you experience this last year, in the year 2012?
So I guess I could focus on one. I mean, we could talk forever. This last couple of years has been about change, and it's been about moving towards my purpose. And I realize that there's everything from discarding things to finding things. And when I say that, it's like finding my heart, discarding things that no longer serve you. And the thing that came to mind while you were talking with Tony, I had a friend who passed in February, and I hadn't had time to grieve them. And so the end of last year, I decided that I was going to reenact the last time that we'd been together, which we had gone to. He was having a lot of challenge, and he took me to Denny's. And so I went to Denny's, and I ordered what he ordered, and I ordered what I ordered, and I put his table across from me. And we just had this conversation, and I was telling him things that I was sad about and that I was annoyed that he hadn't, you know, that I hadn't had an opportunity to say goodbye to him. And he had been in the music industry, and I had just finished talking to him about how I was frustrated and upset and irritated, and I don't know that I was angry, but that I was annoyed that I didn't get to say goodbye. And the canned music in the Denny's came on, and it had the lyrics of "Goodbye Doesn't Mean Forever."
Oh, wow, that's great.
So there's been, you know,
well, so you
so
had that little
things.
Miracle from the other side, you know, from obviously your friend who was able to, you know, send a message to you in that, what I call that spirit world.
Well, I'm very sarcastic, and he understood that, and so it was like, you know, when somebody acts like they're slapping you on the face, you know, he's like, oh, that's me. He's like, let it go. Go away. Go do your thing.
Well, you know, what's going on here, you know, in my world, and I'm hearing in Gloria and I guess also in your world as well, is that this is some kind of healing process that's taking place. And, you know, part of where we're going in this next year, I mean, if you take the year 2013, it digits to a number 6 in numerology. And 6 is the number of healing. You know, 6 is the number of new beginnings. It's the number of cause and effect. And so when we think of cause and effect, not necessarily in a karmic way, but in the causes of our, of things in our life and what effects it has on us and what we do with those. And, you know, so it also is the number of looking forward and anticipating a new goal in life and how we must get well prepared for this. Because, you know, what's happening here, as I said before, is we've had 3 years this last year to kind of take a look at what I call the inventory of what was working in our life. And so often what we experienced was the passing of people in our lives and the letting go of people, whether it was divorce or death or even, for that matter, ending a career. And, you know, and then it brings new beginnings with it. And we had to kind of, you know, swim through these waters that I call, you know, uncharted territory and kind of in this mood of finding who we are and our purpose. And, you know, I think what I saw on my book tour this last year and a half was two things that kept reoccurring: relationships and money. Those were the two things, you know, I saw some more, a lot of poverty consciousness within the spiritual community. I mean, obviously, we're going through economic tough times, but what I noticed more so than is that you know, we're really here as spiritual people. As you know, as I've said before, we've been called. You know, we went through our major changes from the year 1998 all the way up until this last several years, and now collective consciousness is catching up with us. And you know, because if you stop and think about this last year, I mean, we made major changes, not just in one area of life, but we made changes in terms of gay rights. We've made changes in terms of women and the elderly and Social Security. And I mean, there were so many areas that you know, as a whole election that we just experienced, we're now ready to move forward with a whole new agenda. And so I think, as I said, so, you know, part of what we're here as healers is to kind of help people who actually have gone through death and do not have the knowledge or the spiritual insight to kind of help themselves process this. And there's nothing like good old resurrection healing energy when you've, you know, not reading out of a book or a manual, but actually being the person that's gone through it and can actually lending helping hand to those who are going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so part of, I think, of what you know, what we're going through is this new beginning, and that's what this shift was all about. It wasn't about the end of the world. It was about a shift of consciousness and how we participate in that and what we do with it and how we as healers on this planet change our lives so that we can help change other people's lives so that we can shift consciousness. We have the ability here, you know, there's a rule in advertising that, you know, if one client likes the soda pop, that means 25 people will like it, and that means eventually 25,000 people like it. Well, in the spiritual world, we call that, you know, a Christ consciousness, 250 watts of energy. And that's how powerful we are as healers. We have the ability, with our way of thought when we are at our best, to transform and to heal and to participate in the healing energy of 250,000 people. And that's how powerful we are. So that's why it's important that we get our stuff down so that we can share what we've learned along the way. Yeah.
So we were talking about the three things that you wanted us to know for the new year and kind of bringing in. Let's say, you know, we're all aware on a certain level of the light that we're carrying as light workers and wanting and knowing to be wanting to help that 250 people per person here. So what are maybe three things that we need to be walking into and knowing about for this year?
You know, I call, you know, blind faith. You know, when common sense does not make any sense, we operate with our blind faith. And I know we all have faith. We all have that, however we identify our God or however we identify Source. And so, but there are going to be times when we might see what I call extreme behaviors, you know, in terms of even on the political campaign, you know, where we're going to go with the new policies that are trying to come forth, gun rights, an example, and the conflict that it might create. But, you know, why is this being brought up? It's not about the conflict as much as it is about the healing. So on some
mm-hmm.
level of our life, you know, wherever we are, we've got to experience something in our life that's got to transform. And so, you know, be willing to go forward. And if it doesn't make sense and your heart is calling you, just do it. You know, go with it and have faith in it. I think what I see so oftentimes, you know, when something doesn't work out as well as it should and we start writing, you know, the committee meets in our head, you know, the shouldas and the couldas and the wouldas, you know, it's about, I always say, if you want to do something this next coming year, ask Source, ask God, however you perceive it to be, and put it out there. If you don't ask, no words are spoken, no words are heard. So put it out to the universe.
One thing, too, I heard yesterday that I thought was real helpful for me was it's a matter of, you know, progress, not perfection. Because so many people say, well, I can't do anything until I have it exactly a certain way before I put it out there, when sometimes it's just a matter of progress and just continuing to just taking a step and a step and a step.
Well, it's called participating. Participate in the energy. You know, that's why I said earlier, you know, do the footwork and let God do the rest. If we hand everything over to Source or hand everything over to God, I always say provide the people, the places, and the situations, and it is our job to show up, period.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than an attachment of when the money is coming in or when the love is coming in or where we're going to move and where we're going to find the place to live and what are we going to do, blah, 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 if we just show up on a conscious level and say, my job is to show up, the universe's job is to provide the miracle, and I'm to be there, boom, end of story. And that's how you manifest, and that's how you trust, and that's how you believe. And, you know, I believe in practicing that over and over and over again, and for me it has worked. It has worked magically. You know, I left the movie film industry, the television industry, 2 years ago and decided to work for myself, and I work 7 days a week, and I haven't stopped. And, you know, I see, hear so many spiritual people in the community that are all going, as I said, through this poverty conscious, and they want to work and they don't have clients. And, you know, I don't work for, you know, for the money. I work for God. And I think when you hand it over to the universe and God acts as the employer, every week that check comes in, every week that bonus comes in. And my job is to be the best person I can be on a daily basis and trust that the miracle that is out there is coming right back to me, cause and effect.
There you go. So blind faith, walking, say just, and when you said that, I was thinking of Tony, because Tony has been such a wonderful model, kind of like what you're sharing, because even up to a few days before she really figured out what she was supposed to do, and she said, oh, I'm going to know. And, you know, she basically walks in the I am willing on Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I am willing to show up. I am willing to participate. I am willing to allow the miracle to take place in my life.
Mm-hmm. And everybody else would be looking at it like, well, don't you know what you're going to do? And she's like, I will. I'm going to know. Everybody else is just like, so that's been such a testimony to her faith and just in just trusting and, you know, like you're saying, I show up and God's going to show me where that will be. You know,
yeah.
When
well, the path before us
kind of
is already miraculously paved. Our job is just to get on the journey and just to get on and go, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just do it, you know. And I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about I really when we hear this, you know, this adage of living in the now, that really has become my motto. I live for the moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I learned how to live for the moment when the next day I was hoping to see, and I thought, you know, well, just enjoy where you are right now until your vision comes back. And then, you know, when you have to learn to walk again, when you've been a runner all your life, you know, every little step was progress for me. So I've
mm-hmm.
come back with a really glorious way of looking at life. You know, now when I go and take my dog on a walk and I see the birds, I am so grateful that I can see again. And can I run these days? I jog, not very well, but I can jog. But, you know, it's like for me just to take the steps again in life is an amazing miracle. So I'm, you know, my eyes are a little different, you know, these days than they were when before I had this near-death experience. And I've learned to appreciate every breath that I have, every moment that I'm in, and every now that I'm enjoying.
Mm-hmm. So it's really that level of just, you know, like you're saying, being in the now and just being grateful for what you have. It's just
right.
such an important dynamic.
Well, that's what the book Keymaster, I wrote this book Keymaster. This is, as I said, is about, you know, I guess the world of written from a male consciousness perspective, you know, the how, the when, the where, the what, the money, all that. I was, you know, obviously beginning my stages at CBS in the early years of my life. And then how my life changed and how I went from money, money, money in the film industry and television and to a world of as a healer and how I used the media and television and advertising as a form of a healing art in my sessions these days. And so it's, you know, I've taken the best of both worlds and have turned it into to what I consider a wonderful spiritual business.
Mm-hmm. That's really neat. That's very, very
yeah.
neat. So
I wanted to tell you, Peter, I have read your book, and I totally loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Who am I speaking with?
Tony,
thank you. You know, I have to share this with the listening audience here. 9 years I was turned down. 9 years. And every week I got a letter of no, 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 and why people would not enjoy this book. And I want you to know on Amazon.com, I still have a 5-star rating. And I mean, last year at Christmas, I was in the top 100 spiritual books. And, you know, the book is being turned into a movie. And I am just thrilled because, you know, it shows to go you that sometimes when we listen to the experts, they really don't know what they're talking about. So that's why it's best to listen to your inner voice. But, Tony, thank you so much.
So who's going to play you, Peter?
I'd like to add in there that it's not that they don't know, it's that they haven't caught up with you.
Yeah.
Well
they are now, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I realize too, this book is for a certain reader, and I get that. You know, I think this is for a person who's on a journey. You know, I think it's Will who is on his fresh start. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
And... Yeah, and, you know, I admire him so much because, you know, I was that way. You know, when I was at CBS, I had the great privilege of working with Shirley MacLaine, And I was agnostic. I didn't believe in anything. And reading this book and working with her changed my entire life. And because having worked with her and listened to what she was doing as a spiritual icon in the community, and she was projecting the Academy Award way before she even got the Academy Award for a film that she was still shooting. She knew, mm-hmm. she knew. And it wasn't mm-hmm. conceited. It was just an inner knowing of why she was here and what she was here to do and how this was going to change her life and what she was going to do with it. And, you know, I love that. And so, like Will, you know, I just could not get enough information. And I'm still that way. I mean, there is not – I'm still a junkie of information. I need to constantly learn and be in that state that Will's in because that's where I'm fresh.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So let everybody – we're pretty much out of time. Do you want to tell everybody how to get a hold of you? That was an early – yeah, 30 minutes just goes so darn fast.
It does, yeah.
It does. So a good contact number for you. And, again, Keymaster is available on Amazon. People can go there to go ahead and order. Is that correct?
Right.
Right. And okay.
Yes, absolutely. And my website is www.peteranthonyvisions.com.
Okay. So if anybody's wanting to do that. And then if there's a contact number for people, just in case they want to go ahead and call and see if
they can
get an opening for you.
spiritualdetails@aol.com. It's always a great place to contact me. But you understand, too, because I average about 200-300 emails a day, you know, it takes me a while to get back. So if I don't get back with you, please forgive me. I will get back to you eventually. Just tell me that you're off the radio blog, and I will respond as quickly as I can.
Okay, great. So spiritualdetails@aol.com for anybody who wants to go ahead and get a hold of Peter. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
Wonderful,
well.
And everybody have a blessed week, and we'll see you here next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.